This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville. Excellent care designed for patient comfort and convenience.
And they hit the practice field together yesterday and knocked some heads around. That's real football. So we will talk about practice, fall camp, also tons of scandals across college football, unfortunately, and I guess the only good thing about it for Tennessee fans is it doesn't involve us.
Finally.
Yeah, the bad thing is it involves the life of a young student athlete that was lost there in Maryland, and I couldn't imagine losing a teammate from a workout. Several people there on administrative leave, including head coach DJ Durkin. So you have that scandal going on that we'll get into. Then you have the scandal that is taking shape at Ohio State, Urban Meyer being on leave as well. So you have two college football coaches on administrative leave. Just unreal. But again, like I said, first, Tennessee football. Jeremy Pruitt talked to the media yesterday, and did he say anything nice? Did he say anything positive about the scrimmage? Well, yeah, he did. But it was honestly good. I'm encouraged by what he said. I know that's going to sound funny, but understand something. Tennessee does not play for another three weeks. Tennessee takes the game field. First scrimmage, it's not supposed to be perfect at all. So, Ben, Charlie, what comments from Jeremy Pruitt stood out to you? Were you encouraged? Are you encouraged by what he said, or are you freaking out by what he said?
I wouldn't say I'm freaking out. I was surprised. Probably more than anything, he was fairly open about what happened with the quarterbacks. He said sort of everybody got time. He said that Will McBride got in at number two. So I guess that was maybe from everything that he said, because for the most part, I mean, he was very coach-like and was vague and didn't give a whole lot of details. But that was the one thing where I was like, well, how about that?
Yeah.
Because I think everyone is just assuming, oh, well, it's Keller Chris and it's Jerry Garantano. But not so fast, my friend. That one stuck out to me. But in general, it was your standard, you know, right down the middle kind of talking about a scrimmage that no one except the coach got to see, you know.
I think it is Keller Chris. I think it is Jerry Garantano. I understand that Jeremy Pruitt needs to say what he said. What he talked about regarding the quarterback battle was what some folks around here get really triggered to hear, and that is coach speak. And every coach uses it. And Jeremy Pruitt, I think, used it yesterday. You never want anyone to feel like they have a spot, especially 3 weeks before the start of the game, start of the season, first game of the season. You want everyone to be on high alert. You want everyone to be looking over their shoulder. You want everyone to feel like, I have to put in extra work in the film room. I have to put in extra work on the practice field. I got to make plays or my job is going to be taken. You want folks to have that type of sense of urgency. So there's no reason, if you're a coach, to tell anyone that they have a job. I don't care if it's Nigel Warrior. I don't care if it's Trey Smith. You want everyone to be looking over their shoulder. And so you're going to hear coach talk about there's no spots. There's no starters right now. There's no separation with quarterback. Now, what I saw, what I've seen, and I've been a part of a quarterback battle as a wide receiver, I think Jerry Garantano, I think there is a separation. I do think that, and I remember this when Riley Ferguson was here. I do think coaches put quarterbacks in situations to see how they react. I do think Jared was not running with the ones to see how he would react, how he would respond to adversity. Would he be hanging his head? Will he let that affect his play? Will he let that affect his attitude, his energy? Why else would you put Whit McBride running with the twos? Will McBride is not going to be one of the first two quarterbacks. Now, that's no shot to Whit McBride. It is what it is. He did a pretty good job coming in last season and making some plays, and he's always had a good attitude. That's no slight to him. But this early in fall camp, again, it's only been a week, you are testing your players. Physically, you're doing that because you have these back-to-back practices. You have these practices where you get out of the bed and you're super sore and you have to fight through, having an ache, having a pain. That is physical tests. You're also going to be tested emotionally. You're also going to be tested psychologically. How do you respond when someone gets the reps in front of you? Are you a team player? Do you mentally stay in the game? Or do you shut down? Do you hang your head? And these are tests I think our coaching staff is putting our players through to see how these guys will respond. I still think it's a Keller Chris, Jared Guantano battle. I still do.
Now, Swain, he did say that JT Shrout had it. The best arm. I was trying to think of the exact word that he used.
They say he probably has the best arm.
I've kind of thought the same thing. Now, Jared has the lead just because he has the most rapport with the wide receivers, and he's just been there, done that, and he has a good arm in general, whether it's the best arm or not. But I guess that was another comment that I found interesting, and I guess he also slipped in Trey Smith, Chance Hall, still non-contact Juwan Jennings too, didn't participate, but yeah, on the whole, it was standard coach stuff.
It was. Ben, anything that stood out to you from yesterday's scrimmage?
Nothing particular outside of the quarterbacks. I guess the one thing that maybe stood out to me the most was that Jeremy Pruitt is kind of starting to find some confidence in the young guys, you know. They got Bryce Thompson playing, Alante Taylor playing, and then on offense, Cedric Tillman's kind of the freshman that is really standing out at receiver. And Jeremy Pruitt said that today was their first chance out there in a scrimmage situation, and that they were good and bad, obviously, and that it's a good thing and that it's positive, which means we didn't make a mistake when we were recruiting them. So that line that we didn't make a mistake when we were recruiting them, if I'm a Tennessee fan, that makes me excited because the head football coach is excited about his young football players that are going to play a big role on the football team this year.
You know how you used to get like the OtterBox or whatever that you put around your phone to prevent it from damage, cracked screen. When you drop it on the edge, it shatters, and then the first time you put the OtterBox on. You didn't necessarily throw your phone on the ground, but you didn't mind dropping it to see if it actually worked. And you kind of purposely maybe dropped it to see if your phone would be damaged because you knew there was a warranty and you'd be good to go. Before cars are put out on the lot, there's a process that takes place to test the safety of cars. And you see these crash dummies they put in the cars, and then they run them into the wall just to see if they can withstand damage, and if the person driving could withstand that injury, withstand that accident without serious injury. And I look at fall camp kind of the same way. Is if you're a coaching staff, you're trying to put these guys through the ringer to see how they respond and to generate mistakes so that way you can correct them. I would rather have mistakes corrected first scrimmage. I'd rather have 75% of the scrimmage nothing but mistakes. The only thing I don't want to be an issue is effort. I don't want that to be an issue. I don't want your assignment to where you just totally lining up on the opposite end of the formation where it's so bad. I mean, like, a little step here, a little step there. I can fix those things. I can fix technique things. I want maximum effort. That's never debatable. Never should be in question. I want that. But as far as taking one step left or taking one step right, I can correct those things. And I wouldn't mind having 50 to 75% of my scrimmage just correcting those things. I would rather do that in the first scrimmage than after the first game. Because if you're correcting, you know, 50%, 75% of mistakes in the first game versus a really good opponent, you're probably going to come home with the L. So I just know how sometimes we are as a fan base. We're looking at some of the quotes. We're so anxious for the season. We are ready to stop stinking. And to hear for some folks that hear anything but, man, scrimmage was good, did a really good job, that could be a little scary, probably. That could be, you know, oh my gosh, you know, woe is me. And you just allow yourself to be on this roller coaster of emotions. But pretty standard stuff from Jerian Pruitt. Talking about the first scrimmage, you got a chance to really hit each other, take each other down to the ground, which may not be all that different from Thud. Like Pruitt said, you're still teaching the same tackling techniques. Offensively, wanting to protect the quarterback better. I thought last week our receivers made some plays down the field against the ones, and you know, hopefully they carried that over to the scrimmage on yesterday. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Live here at Beatty Chevrolet.
Sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The back-to-school bundle deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress back-to-school bundle deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try My Mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you. It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You were driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
From Beatty Chevrolet, it's the Swain Event. BeattyChevrolet.com, 865-255-03 to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee is back in the Low T Center studio. I'm so glad I'm not Ohio State. I'm so glad our program doesn't have to deal with the same things that Maryland is dealing with. So tragic that a young man is no longer with us. This game is dangerous, very dangerous. But you have professionals in place to make sure that everyone, even playing a dangerous game.
No. Cancel, please.
Being in the know is a good thing. That's why Discover will alert you if your social security number is found on any one of thousands of risky sites.
What is happening?
Yeah, I have no clue what's going on right now. There we go.
Are we hearing Ben's computer?
Ben Yard over there?
Ben.
Yeah, my computer is down.
What was that?
That was weird.
What'd you hear?
That's never happened on any remote we've ever had. I don't know what that was.
That was
what'd you hear? I didn't hear anything.
We heard like a commercial for something.
Yeah, like it's an ad for...
It's a music. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Anywho.
It's all good. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Talking about Jerian Pruitt's comments after the first scrimmage, that scrimmage was close. Close to the media. But according to Jerian Pruitt's comments, a lot of mistakes. No quarterback separation, according to him. I think there's some. I think they know that it's some separation. But you can't let those comments come out right now. What coach in America at this point of fall camp with the quarterback battle going on is tipping their hand? Who's doing that? Go around the country at every school that has a quarterback battle. Which head coach is saying, hey, yeah, I think this guy Salali out in front. Yep, I think there's a 20-yard advantage for quarterback A here. Quarterback B is slightly behind. No, about a week, maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks before the start of the game, you come out, you name your starter, and then you want your starter to get 60, 65, somewhere around there, number one snaps, first team snaps, because you want to get the timing down for the first game of the season. But to get any type of indication who is leading who right now, you're not going to get that from any coach in America, especially not Jerian Pruitt, even though he is a first-time head coach. I mean, that's like head coach one-on-one. When you become a head coach and you have a quarterback battle, do not name a starter this early. Do not tip your cap at all.
He knows. I mean, he knows what he's doing. It was interesting hearing from Brandon Kennedy, the grad transfer from Alabama. He spoke to media last week on, I think, Thursday. And he got asked, you know, was it the fact that Jeremy Pruitt was with Saban and you knew him? And he said, yeah, I had a relationship with Jeremy Pruitt before, even though he was an offensive coach. But then he said, are their coaching styles similar in the way that they conduct everything? And he said, very, very similar between Pruitt and Saban. And so if he's taking notes out of Saban's book, I mean, you know he's not giving anything away for free, not this early. Yeah, he'll be fine.
I remember in 2000, I want to say it was 13 or 14, one of those 2 years, and Raleigh Ferguson was here. And Raleigh Ferguson had the best arm. It wasn't even close who was the best passer on the roster. This roster included Josh Dobbs. It included Justin Worley and, of course, Raleigh Ferguson. And this is when Mike Bajakian was here. And I saw it with my own two eyes. Now, I experienced it as a player, being a wide receiver and seeing a quarterback battle from that perspective. But I saw it as a spectator each and every day coming to practice and kind of seeing, okay, the coaching staff is putting this quarterback in this position to see how he's going to respond. And Raleigh just wanted to be named a starter. He just wanted to be the guy. He wanted to be the guy. He got so caught up in wanting to be the guy, wanting to be named the starter, that he lost focus on the process. He lost focus on trying to be the best quarterback he can be, trying to be the best quarterback out there instead of being named the starter. And I remember after practice, I would talk to Raleigh. I mean, he would be very upset. And I would just say, hey, man, just – if you have any questions, if you want to know what the coach is looking for, how about you go talk to the coach? You are an extension of the coach. You're the quarterback. So why not have that dialogue with the coach? Don't guess. Don't wonder why you're not being named a starter. Don't guess about what the offense coordinator is looking for. Why don't you go talk to him? Just ask him, what is he looking for in a starting quarterback? And then things that they tell you, go out and do that each and every day. Go do that. Why are you worried about being named a starter? Okay, let's say if you are named a starter, then what? Are you going to stop getting better? You think the people behind you that were not named a starter, you think they're going to stop working? No, they're going to continue to work too. So being named a starter, it just doesn't matter right now for anyone.
Would you say that Being a starter just means that you play the first snap in a game?
That's it. I mean,
classic Butch Jones line there.
Yes.
As true as it is.
And Butch was right, but where he went wrong in that is saying that they don't have any starters and that starters, you know.
It's just an organizational chart.
That the guys don't care about starting. And that's just not true. At least Jaron Pruitt said that he would hope that guys, it would be more than just starting. For a player, yeah, starting is important. Why do you work hard? You work hard to start the game, and you want to finish the game and play in between. Starting is important. But starting is not everything. Because I would rather be in fourth quarter, 5 minutes ago, and I'm one of the 11 that either has to go make a play to win or stop a play to win. I would rather be one of those 22 trusted guys in that moment, or one of the 11 on special teams who is trusted to go out there and make a play. I want to be that guy. Yeah, I want to start, but I want to be in there in the fourth quarter. Because 2004 against Florida at home, I don't remember if I started. I really don't. If I started the game, but I know I finished it. I know that I scored the touchdown to was supposed to tie the game up with the field goal, but James Wilhoit missed the extra point, and he came back, and he kicked the field goal to win the game. But if I would have started that game and not finished, I would have never had that opportunity. I would have never been a part of history. That was a historic game. I would have never been a part of that if I only cared about starting and not finishing. And I was a true sophomore with a group of wide receivers that was stacked from 1 to 10. I mean, we can go any wide receiver from 1 to 10, any position, and the coaches would have confidence that the job would be done. That's how deep we were at wide receiver in 2004. So starting, yes, it's nice, but it's not everything. Give me, you know, 65-70% of the snaps rather than starting and only getting 50% of the snaps. 865-200-5503, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, here in the Swain event. Charlie, you mentioned that guys like Chance Hall, Juwan Jennings, guys like Trey Smith were held out. No reason to try to win the Super Bowl first scrimmage. Can't win the championship first scrimmage. You want those guys to be healthy for the entire season. So you have a plan, you implement that plan, you execute that plan so that way our guys can be out there as long as possible this season. We got Attaboy coming up at 7:45. We'll take our bottom of the hour break here. Swain event, hour one. Do not go anywhere. Our telephone number is 865-200-5503. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located on the Lumber Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphone.
But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my result in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Northside Drive, 9615. 865-255-03. Drive Waterproof Hotline. Tennessee got themselves another staff member, and that is Nate Andrews, a former Florida State safety. He posted on his Twitter account that he's been hired as a grad assistant. He was a really good player there at Florida State, too. Played for Charles Kelly, was recruited by Jeremy Pruitt. He's from the great state of Alabama when it comes to high school football. Other than that, Alabama, I guess, is God, this hurts me to say this, but probably pretty useless there. Except when it comes to high school football. But Tennessee gets themselves another member of the coaching staff. Is it me? It doesn't seem like we have like a lot of grad assistants.
It definitely seems that way, and that seems to be the trend in college football across. You know, where, well, Butch Jones gets fired, let's just make him a quality control assistant. I don't know exactly what that guy does, but he's here. You know, he's on the payroll. Like, there's a lot of just jobs like that. A lot of quality control, a lot of grad assistants, these off-the-field roles. And hopefully it's all for the good of the program. It's just kind of a new thing that's popped up in recent years, this trend of hiring guys like that.
Yeah, the difference between Alabama and places like Tennessee is that you're not going to bring on another – head coach to be a control quality control analyst like Alabama. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, Butch wasn't so great here. He had good moments. He basically ran a Ferrari into the wall, but he is a former head coach, and Alabama has been able to do that. They've been able to bring in DeMite Loskley, who was a, you know, offense coordinator in the ACC/Big Ten there in Maryland, and then him come on board serving as like a, you know, offensive analyst, and then serve as a offense coordinator. But he worked himself up to become offense coordinator. And then you have a Tosh Lapoy, who got himself in a little bit of trouble in the Pac-12 on the West Coast when it came to recruiting, and then he just joins, you know, Saban's staff as an off-the-field analyst. And here you go, a couple years later, he is now the defense coordinator. With Kirby Smart leaving and Jeremy Pruitt leaving, he has been able to take advantage of that opportunity. So a little bit different for Alabama. They're playing by different rules because they have, you know, they have the money, the resources to be able to pay those guys. Whereas Tennessee, it does seem like we're bringing in a lot more grad assistants, guys who have actually played at a high level. You know, DJ Petway, yep, is, and I haven't seen him. I've been looking for him. I haven't seen him. Maybe it's just me, but I haven't seen him. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong field, or I'm not paying attention or something, but I've been looking for him, and maybe
I'll be trying to hide out, make sure nobody gets a picture of him wearing the orange power tee.
He probably is doing that. He don't want his buddies to see him rocking the orange tee. Maybe that's right, Ben. I don't know, man. Maybe it's me. I think it's me, because there's no way he is a quality control analyst and not on the football field. I just don't see that.
He tweets like he's at Tennessee, but maybe can you do that job remotely? Is that
Oh, man. You think Pruitt's gonna let anybody, you know, coach remotely?
I don't think that that's doable. If I had to guess, that's not really an option. You're not like a, you know, like a IT guy that can just, you know, sign in on a computer that's far away.
You can judge me here. I'm about to ask you guys a question. You can judge me. Is it wrong that at the beginning of the Butch Jones era, I used to go to practice to hear Butch like call out players on a loudspeaker, and it was really, really funny. I remember him calling a defensive back a safety. I won't mention his name, but he called him soft, and he said that he was a soft batch of cookies. So he would call him Cookie during practice. And I'm surprised the player allowed for this coach to call him that for a whole practice. I would have probably snapped off. And I think that's what coaches try to get you to do, to see if you are going to allow it. for a coach to call you that or not, but Butch called this player Cookie all practice. And I went to practice just to hear that stuff because it was hilarious the first year. After a while, I got pretty annoying. But this fall camp, man, I've been enjoying Pruitt get on the people because it's, to me, it's hilarious because he's so country.
Well, and it's a really stark juxtaposition to who he is when he's in front of the media, because in front of the media, he's, you know, talks like, yes, well, I saw, you know, and is just very soft spoken, but he will get up in some dudes at practice. He does not hold back. I like watching it. It's kind of a shame that he even found a way at the indoor practice to stay far away. Usually when things get forced indoors, everything gets closer because the field's not, you know, there's only one field instead of the three that they have outside. And so everything gets closer to you, but even then he was still pretty far away. I want to see it up close and personal.
I'm not saying this because I just enjoy drama. I'm saying it because I want to see how our players respond. Like, how do they respond getting yelled at? And I'm pretty sure they're used to it from the previous staff, but when you're getting yelled at and you're actually getting information that's going to help you become a better player. Like, I've seen, you know, Pruitt jump on other coaches, and every coach does that. That makes the players kind of feel good about themselves a little bit. I remember when I was being recruited by LSU, and you know, I heard Nick Saban really got onto the coaches, and then, you know, was a player's coach and all that good stuff. And you know, coaches would come and go under Nick Saban, and that was something I didn't necessarily like. Looking at LSU, but coaches get on other coaches all the time. Now, Coach Former didn't really do that a ton, but you see that more and more today. And I've seen Pruitt get on other coaches, and you know that don't faze him. It's kind of like, hey man, I'm gonna get on you real hard. Don't pay any attention, and that's gonna get the players, you know, that'll get the players into it. You know, that'd be good for a good show or whatever.
He did during the open practice, actually, in front of all those fans. I think he
got on T Fair.
Yeah, he got a Terry Fair. Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly,
he got on T Fair a little bit, and so that happens. But yeah, I've been paying attention to Pruitt jump on the back of his players because I want to see how those guys are going to respond, especially the DBs, because he's so passionate about that position. Are you going to take coaching, or are you going to shut down? You know, I've seen, you know, Chris Rump, who is the co-defensive coordinator. I've seen Chris Rump and all the other coaches missed it, take a freshman who really didn't understand how to finish, how to run to the ball, how to finish. Oh, I saw him remind a player how you finish on defense in the SEC, how you run to the ball. Because you just never know what may happen. You always run to the ball. What if the ball handler, the ball slipped out of his hand? We've seen that in college football. When no one's around and the guy just drops it because it's slippery, are you going to be there to recover it? So you always need to run to the football. But I've been getting a kick out of watching Pruitt get on folks because I want to see how they respond, to be honest. And because it's funny because he's country and he has that accent. That is also the reason. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline here on the Swain event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We got Attaboy coming up around the corner where we highlight nothing but positivity. And Monday's always good for Attaboys and for what's. So Attaboys coming up next. That is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. So don't go anywhere.
Our world is waiting, man. It's driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection. Our community is located on the road 10415 Parkside Drive.
More sunshine tomorrow with a high of 89 and a low of 68. More of the same on Wednesday with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swain, oh, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here in the Swain event, where we highlight positivity inside and outside the world of sports. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. But fortunately, there is the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. It offers convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff will treat you just like family, and everything at their state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind. So visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for all of the details. That's Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust. And if you've listened to this show with Link, I think you know where I'm going to go with my attaboy today. Tiger freaking Woods, man.
Did he win?
Well, here is... And this has been the argument from folks that aren't, you know, Tigerites like myself. Like, I am 100% a Tiger guy. I learned the game of golf, which is my favorite pastime, from a book that Tiger Woods wrote. I, like, my grip is Tiger Woods' grip. The way I putt is from the Tiger Woods book. Like, I'm that guy that grew up with Tiger. He's my hero, you know? And so to see him coming back at the age of 42 after everything that's happened, after all of the stuff, is absolutely unbelievable. And here's what Brooks Koepka had to do to win yesterday, to beat Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods finished sole second in the PGA Championship, the last major of the year yesterday. Brooks Koepka had to shoot the best 72-round score in the history of the PGA Championship, and he beat Tiger Woods by two strokes. The best ever. Like, the lowest score ever recorded of the PGA Championship, and he beat Tiger Woods by two strokes. So, it's as close to Tiger being, quote-unquote, back as you can get without him actually winning a major. I would say it was vintage. It made me feel like I was 16 again. I had chills the whole time watching it. It was really something. It was a shame that he just couldn't pull it together right at the end and at least force a playoff or something like that. But nonetheless, shot a 64 on a Sunday at age 42. I love it. And that's my rant for the day on Tiger Woods. Giant attaboy, because it's just fun. It just makes golf better. It's good for the game. It gets the casual golf fan back watching. It was amazing.
I do agree with you. Golf is better when Tiger is in contention, when he has a chance to win. And I tell you, even yesterday, I was paying attention a little bit more to what Tiger was doing. I really was. I'm kind of mad that other guy won, to be honest.
I was very mad. And
that's terrible, though.
And the last two times Tiger has made a big surge in a major, Brooks Koepka has been the guy. Brooks Koepka won the last two. He won the U.S. Open and the PGA. The British Open. I'd have to go back and look. Anyway, Tiger has had two good major championships this year, and Brooks Koepka won both of them. And so... Brooks Koepka right now is the enemy of the people. He needs to be banished. Also, he went to Florida State, which is a giant knock on him, as far as I'm concerned. So, Tiger's going to win again, and it's going to be a lot of fun when it happens. And so, I'm going to be here for it. I'm very excited. It was so vintage. It was so awesome, man. I loved it.
I'm ready for Tiger to win.
You and me both.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. All right, Ben, what you got? You got something over there? Some good stuff?
I do. Most people know that I'm a Yankees fan, but today I'm going to Chicago for my attaboy, and not necessarily for the Cubs, but I'm giving David Bodie an attaboy because last night on Sunday Night Baseball, the Cubs were trailing the Washington Nationals 3-0, and David Bodie walked to the plate as a pinch hitter, and with two strikes on him, down to the final out, final strike. He hit a walk-off grand slam for the Cubs to win 4-3. And like I said, I'm not giving the Cubs an attaboy because I'm not a Cubs fan. I'm giving David Bodie an attaboy because last year he played for the good old Tennessee Smokies, and I had the opportunity to interview him several times last year. And he is one of the nicest human beings I have ever met. Stands tall and firm in his faith. Just an awesome person. He actually walked on to play college baseball at Neosho County Community College in Colorado. So to go from walking on to a JUCO to play baseball to walking, hitting a walk-off, pinch hit, grand slam in Wrigley Field, a really cool moment. So my attaboy goes to David Bodie.
It was the first walk-off grand slam winner when the Cubs were trailing by 3 runs. Since August 31st, 1963.
Just an incredible moment. And baseball is my favorite sport. Obviously, that's what I played growing up. So it was just kind of that moment was why I love baseball. Just really, really, really cool moment.
It was very cool. Very, very
baseball
cool.
And golf for attaboy today.
Hey, man, but it was good stuff. It has universal appeal, just exciting moments.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it all day, man.
I mean, I'm certainly not a Cubs fan, but that was a cool moment last night for sure.
I'll take it. I'll take it. 865-255-03. Recruiting, Tennessee. Maybe looking at some commitments over the next 30 days or so as high school football starts across the country, and there may be some players who want to get it over with. Go ahead and knock it out of the way so you do not have the recruiting hanging over your head. I got a chance to talk to a high school coach of a very highly rated player, and I know that this high school coach is trying to do what he can to help this young man and stay focused on his senior season. This is the player's wishes, not necessarily the coach's wishes, and he is there to help if asked. Be on the lookout for possibly some commitments or some players make an announcement in the next 30 days or so as we have our first couple of games of the start of the season in high school football. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Got a chance to go by Dead End on Saturday. Mm. Took the family Dead End and had the, I know this is what Ben likes to get when he goes, the pork plate. So I had the pork plate. I had some greens, mixed greens, and I had pimento mac and cheese. It was phenomenal. And then,
so good.
You know, they put the peanut butter pie on the menu full time for dessert. But right now they have the peach cobbler. So of course, come on now, on a Saturday night with the family in Tennessee, how can you not get the peach cobbler? Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. So the family, we split the peach cobbler. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. We split it. I shared it.
We definitely didn't get five different pieces and each have one. That's for sure.
No, it was one bowl of peach cobbler with a scoop of ice cream. Mm. The waitress brought it to me. I mean, golly, just put it right there in front of me. So, you know, I had to test it. I had to make sure that it was not too hot.
Yep.
For the little kids, and that everything was good for them. And so after I ate about 75% of it, the rest of the family got a chance to get some. But that was a Dead End Barbecue, some good stuff over the weekend. Looking at, you know, Jaden Hill, guys like him, who is supposed to be, you know, winding things down and committing to a school before the start of his high school football season. Is Tennessee still the team for him? Or do you see South Carolina? Do you see Florida getting into the mix for Jaden Hill? And he is the four-star corner from right there, Bob Jones High School. They're in Madison, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville. So he is a player that Tennessee is looking at. He's a corner. I think Tennessee has enough going in recruiting that they could possibly take another corner. Or, there may be some movement at corner. May get two new faces at corner. I think Tennessee would definitely get another corner in this recruiting class. 865-255-03. Touchdown turnover coming up next.